Well, the men's final was played overnight, and Novak Djokovic defeated Kevin Anderson in a match that didn't live up to the hype that we thought it was going to, and you could totally understand, given both players had tough semi-final matches. Good morning, Rog.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, look, it wasn't, but you know, I think when you looked at the semi-finals, which were amazing, they were mate. Amazing theatre and drama, obviously, the John Isner, Kevin Anderson one, which went deep, and a lot of talk around that. And, you know, do we have a tie break and cap it off, or do we like that drama? Does it allow someone to recover enough time? Is one day enough to recover? And then you had, when Rafa and Novak made their way onto the court in the evening and played till 11 o'clock or 11:03 and then came back the next day. I mean, that level of tennis was off the charts. From the first point right through to the following day, and that was an extraordinary tennis match, which was a physical and brutal and mental battle of two superstars. And then and Novak came out and looked pretty fresh the following day. So it was all credit to him.
Do they have to change the rules for that fifth set, Rog?
Look, there's talk around it. I mean, you know, it's funny when you ask someone like Rafa about long matches, and he says, in history, when you look at look at what people remember and all the great matches. They've always been long ones. They've been that 4 hour, 5 hour one where it's been that really brutal battle. He says, no one really remembers, can you tell me the quick 2 hour match that you can remember and say, wow, that was an amazing tennis match. So I'm not sure whether he likes the advantage. I think, you know, you could probably cap it off. Is it 10 all? Is it 12 all? Then it gives you a bit of a chance to survive for the next day. But in saying that, John Isner has been involved in two of the biggest ones.
Yeah.
And it tends to be a bit of the matchup, if you know what I mean. I mean, it's a matchup where you sort of couldn't get hold of anyone's serve. And there were a lot of opportunities for that match to finish a little earlier as well. Kevin Anderson had love 34 or 5 times in that fifth set and wasn't able to sort of make that next move. But yeah, there's good discussion about it. I'm not sure whether Wimbledon will do that. They had a big chance a few years ago. I'm not sure whether they like the history of what Wimbledon is, and they're very much aligned to what their format is.
All right, let's talk about Novak Djokovic. First Grand Slam victory in 2 years. He's had elbow issues. He's had personal issues. He's now come back onto the circuit, and it would seem at the age of 31 can get back to where he was previously. Do you think this is a start of another run for Novak, Rog?
Yeah, I liked his form through the clay court season. It wasn't brilliant, but he made a final. His French Open was when he was the most. That was the most shattered I'd seen him at the French Open. When he lost early, he was, he was down. He actually walked. I'm not sure if you remember, but he walked into the press room immediately. Didn't go into the main press
That's
room.
Right.
To the small one. And it was straight off the court, went in there and actually said, I'm not even sure. They asked him about the grass. He said, I'm not even sure whether I'll be playing or not.
Wow.
And so that shows just how shattered he was. So he's desperate as one of our greats to actually get back to his form and was finding it, but it wasn't quite there. On the grass, he was excellent at Queens. He was disappointed. He was 4-1 up against Marin Cilic from Croatia. And in the final set, lost that. But you could see, again, consistency building. The look in his eyes, the hunger, the way he's defending, the way he was turning that into counterpunches and turning that into attack. And through Wimbledon, he got better and better. And it's great to see him back playing that type of tennis. And, he's, as I said, when he got over Rafa, that was a massive moment for me because that just confirmed in his mind that I'm back at the best level of tennis and I can actually now move from here. So yeah, it was a great result. Your first tournament in over 12 months is a Grand Slam final and a win, which is quite significant.
Yeah, Serena in the women's final. She didn't win, but remarkable effort considering she's been off the court and only played a couple of tournaments in the lead-up. She still sits on 23 majors, one behind Margaret Court. But Angelique Kerber had claimed a maiden Wimbledon title.
Yeah, look, it was good for Angie Kerber, I think. You're right. First Serena, I mean, again, great effort. You know, champions are champions for, there are a lot of reasons why, you know, they are champions. They've got everything, they all align, everything aligns there, but they just can't be out of that main stage for too long. It's sort of not their DNA to not sit there. So, you know, for what Serena Williams did to put herself and give herself an opportunity was fantastic. Yeah, she steps out as favourite, but she was stepping out against someone who's been a former world number one, a Grand Slam champion, beat Serena at the Australian Open to win her title, got great defensive skills. Her ability to defend and counterpunch are first class. She did that, and she also offered some, she offset that with some, you know, some real positive, you know, positive movements forward. She was quite aggressive with the ball when she had an opportunity. So it's a great win for her. Again, she, when you look at all these storylines, the four players that played the men's and women's final, Serena was coming back after the birth of her child so quick, makes the final. Angie Kerber had a lot of dramas over the last 12 or 18 months. It was a roller coaster when she went from number one. She couldn't really handle that space. Then had to rebuild her career again and really find herself. And, you know, Kevin Anderson, his ability to make, you know, he's made two Grand Slam finals in the last 12 months.
Yeah.
You know, the US Open, which is extraordinary performance as well. And he came back also from major injuries. You wouldn't have picked this as part of his career, but he's doing all the little detailed stuff. And he's got quite a simplistic game, which he's honed in on. And then Novak's story. So it's a, you know, Roger won the Australian Open, Rafa won Paris, and Novak has won Wimbledon. I mean, it's quite amazing. In their 30s, all three guys, which dominated the tour for a long period of time, have owned these Grand Slams so far in 2018. It's an extraordinary cycle and, you know, time in our sport. I know it will eventually move away, but right now it's pretty significant.
With Serena, now that she's become a mother, what's her future looking like? Does she pull back from tournaments now, Rog, or does she keep going head first into all the tennis tournaments around the world?
Well, I think she's going to. I think she's going to try and accelerate. Look, she's always got a timely schedule. I mean, when you're at that level, you don't necessarily have to play every tournament on the planet. It's just about getting enough tennis so you've got you feel like you're in match mode moving into the majors. So now I think she's going to, you know, she'll structure her title tournaments where probably like she's done in the past, where she's selected her lead-ins to majors. But she would want to put a decent schedule on because losing a Grand Slam finals, no, you know, she smiles and she's very gracious and very respectful of her opponent, which is fantastic. But deep down, that'll be one that got away for her, you know, from her, and she wouldn't have enjoyed that. So she'll want to respond to that. And there's no signs of Serena not wanting to play for the, you know, for the next, you know, the coming two or three years. So, you know, it's just a time where if your body's right and you know, the biggest thing I know with football is a little bit different, and you know there's obviously the battering, the bruising, and the injuries. But and tennis is obviously a lot of, you know, there's a lot of wear and tear on the, obviously physically, but it's all about the mind, as you guys know. If your mind's alert and ready and willing, and your body's able, then, you know, why not stay involved in the sport, yeah. I think. And these guys are doing that.
What about this? The US Open men's futures at tab.com.au. Let's have a look at the market. Novak Djokovic is an equal favourite with Roger Federer. Novak's 31, Roger's 36. Rafael Nadal is next at $5. He is 32 years of age. Andy Murray is next at $7. He is 31 years of age.
And he hasn't even played.
yeah. And Juan Martín Del Potro, he's be a fair age as well, too. He's next in the market at $9.
That's a classic. I mean, how can you market Andy in there? And he hasn't even played. I know he's back playing, practicing now on the hard courts, but hasn't played for over 12 months. So that's extraordinary. But you know, the other three, I mean, it's quite extraordinary in their 30s. They're playing. I mean, Roger will be disappointed about what happened. He led two sets to love in a match point against Kevin Anderson. I mean, you would put your house every day of the week on that result coming through. And then obviously, I mean, even, you know, to give credit to what Rafa did, and a lot of good storylines, but Rafa did, you know, his clay court season, winning Roland Garros and backing up and becoming a semi-finalist. And that, I mean, he could have easily been a finalist and probably the winner of Wimbledon as well. So, yeah. I mean, that's an extraordinary result physically as well. So yeah. When you look at tennis players, and, you know, if you don't watch the sport week in, week out, and you just look at the athleticism and the resilience and what they need to put out there, and you watch that match like Nadal and Djokovic, you know, play, or an Anderson and Isner, it's quite an extraordinary game, and they're remarkable athletes individually.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Good on you, Rog. Appreciate, on behalf of all the listeners, your expertise over the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, boys. Have a good day.